It is 5 minutes to seven now. That is time to get through to the business news with Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Ingrid Atamaria. The rising cost of insurance is making it unaffordable for households, while increasing risks are making some properties unaffordable to insure, and in turn, they're raising risks for banks. In the next set from tomorrow's Financial Stability Report, the Reserve Bank says residential insurance premiums have risen significantly, outstripping inflation over the past decade. It says it reflects global insurers reassessing New Zealand's risk level and higher building costs. Senior RBNZ official Kerry Watt says insurers are also moving towards more risk-based pricing, potentially leading to affordability issues, and insurers are refusing to cover some properties.
We're already, well, anecdotally already seeing some policyholders struggling with increased costs in insurance, and also potentially in the future availability of insurance. I guess the key thing, or we think the key thing that consumers should do is really try and build an understanding of the risks that they may be subject to.
Kerry Watt says residential insurance uptake is about 96% in New Zealand, which is high by global standards. Credit agency Centrix says Inland Revenue is putting businesses and consumers at financial risk by not disclosing tax debts to credit agencies. Inland Revenue is upping its efforts to collect tax from businesses, which is overdue because of the pandemic, and it plans stronger action against debtors, including enforcement or insolvency proceedings. Well, Centrix's Managing Director Keith McLaughlin says consumers and businesses could be left out of pocket if Inland Revenue moves to recover a debt by winding up a business.
You have a lot of small businesses out there extending credit at the moment, and even if they do a credit check, they don't get to see the tax debt by and large. If you're going to get a builder to come and do some alterations to your house, you want to know that that builder has the ability and the financial means to finish the job. But if there's a pending debt to the IRD that you're not aware of, then you could be caught out on that.
Well, Keith McLaughlin says Inland Revenue should be more transparent about tax debt, given many thousands of businesses, particularly in the construction industry, are in arrears. Well, it's gone 3 minutes to seven. Time to look at the markets. Wall Street cautiously higher in volatile trading. Tesla and Apple notably higher. But investors, of course, wary ahead of Thursday morning's Federal Reserve interest rate decision. So at the moment, the three main indices, the S&P 500 is up 0.2%. The NASDAQ is up 0.25%. And the Dow Jones up 0.34%. Our own top 50 index gained 111 points yesterday. That was just under 1% at 11,916. New Zealand dollar trading at 59.8 US cents, 91 Australian, 47.6 pence, 55.7 euro cents, 93.3 yen, and 4.32 yuan. Brent crude oil is down about $1.20 to 88. $1.30 US a barrel, and gold is up a couple of dollars at $2,340 US dollars an ounce.